What were you talking about up there? What was the focus of your segment you had?
Well, the subject was in the midst of HLB, why are we replanting? And basically, our company has always realized that with this situation, we're losing trees, and if we're going to be taking trees out, we have to put trees back in to be able to survive.
That's what a lot of people were saying was, if you're not planting, you're dying.
That's correct. That's the way we feel.
And that was the big message you had up there was, you know, we got to keep this going. We, you know, something will come out, but we have to keep going.
Yeah, we do. I mean, if we're going to be here when the answer does come, when we find the cure or whatever, it's not going to do me much good to be out of business. So we want to be sure that we maintain and are able to get through the tough times. And this takes a lot of hard work, a lot of money, but we want to be here when the cure does come.
A lot of these growers come here, and I've talked to a couple that have said they can't believe that new trees are going in the ground. What do you guys do when you plant new trees? How do you get around that?
We're very aggressive with the care on those trees. One of the commitments we made, we have people that work in our groves. All they do is go to our young trees, our resets, and you know we're treating them with the neonicotinoids every 6 weeks. We're putting additional fertilizers on them we didn't in the past. They're getting sprayed along with our mature trees. In our solid blocks, it's the same thing. We go in there and we're treating them with the neonics to the max, and we've found we've got to be more aggressive with our spray program. So as I said in my presentation, we're spraying young trees as much as once a week.
I was talking to Dr. Browning earlier, and he said that it's going to be a management system that eventually brings this industry back. It's not going to be one thing.
Yeah, I think he's right. And it's going to be a toolbox of options that are found that are going to get us through this.
So a system like you got going right now is going to be what keeps people alive until it gets better.
Yes. I mean, a system like we're doing is what we feel is going to keep us alive. As you heard, there's different ideas and different ways and different things that people are doing. And what's interesting is some people are having success with different programs than what we're doing, and some people are not having the success we're having. This disease that we're dealing with is, you know, it's a hit and miss deal. But if you keep working at it, I think you can get there.
Yeah, it seems like every area is different. And like you said, yeah. Some treatments work here, some treatments don't. Some people in California aren't having the success that some ACP treatments have here in Florida.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting with this whole situation, and I think Rob actually, his last slide said it best. This whole thing, if you're going to survive this, it's all about your attitude. You can either sit here and say, well, I just don't believe you can get it. Well, you're not going to make it. But if you believe that hard work and staying on top of things is going to get you there and you do these things, you'll get there. But if you have the attitude, oh, I can't do this, then you're not going to get it done.